Dear brothers and sisters, good morning. I'm gonna stay right here if that's okay with y'all. So we have two great events this week, which is Mardi Gras and then Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent. And the last school of spirituality that we're gonna look at is the Franciscan spirituality, which I think rather beautifully connects the two in a very Catholic way. So Franciscan spirituality is, of course, the spirituality of St. Francis of Assisi and St. Clare, his dear friend, and also St. Anthony of Padua. Over there, he's over there somewhere. Okay. And then also St. Bonaventure, who you may have heard once or twice out of my mouth. And I'm going to try and maybe give you a shorter version of the homily than originally intended, because y'all are kind of spinning right now. And that is three major points. Obviously. And the first is Francis's love of creation, right? This is very famous. Francis is the nature saint, right? And St. Bonaventure took that love of creation and turned it into something even greater. He talked about how all of creation, every bird, every bee, every cat, no dogs, show forth the glory of God, right? Show forth the glory of God and how we can discover God in creation. And that's what Mardi Gras is really about when you get right down to it. It's not about the excess. It's about, in a Catholic way, it's about appreciating the good things of creation before we give them up for Lent to get the greater things of heaven for Easter. Okay. And so there is a real sense of appreciation, of thanksgiving of creation. That's the first part. The second part is Francis was really big on this, St. Bonaventure was really big on this, St. Clare is really big on this, it's a big Franciscan thing, this idea of imitation of Christ. Now, everybody has to imitate Christ in certain ways, but if you look at all the different other schools of spirituality, what they really focus on is what Jesus taught. And what the Franciscans say is, well, we really want to live concretely exactly the way that Jesus lived. Completely poor, celibate, walking around, wandering around, preaching, always keeping to, you know, the outskirts and only visiting towns from time to time, that sort of stuff, all of that. And this reality, this profound reality of a deep imitation of Christ. So all those bracelets we used to wear of WWJD, what would Jesus do? That's a very Franciscan way of looking at the spiritual life, of concrete imitation of Christ. And again, everybody has to do that, but the Franciscans are the ones who really kind of foreground it. And then the last thing, which really connects everything I've said so far, is that they wanted to imitate Christ in a particular way, which was in his poverty. Of all the different ways that they were called to imitate Christ, they felt that his poverty was the greatest. And they showed us the poverty. They talk about the poverty of Jesus rather beautifully. At the crib, or in the crib, on the cross, and in the tabernacle. Those three moments where the Son of God empties himself completely. Born as a baby in the manger, and it was St. Francis who gave us our first nativity scene. St. Francis was the one who created the nativity scene, that we would have that for Christmas. In the manger, at the cross, and it was the Franciscans of the Holy Land who gave us the stations of the cross that spread throughout the world, meditating on the stations, which I think we'll be doing during this Lent. I have to confer with the guy behind me here in a bit. I can't see what he's saying right now. Okay. And then the tabernacle. You may have heard this saying, we use it during the way of the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, for by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. You've heard this, yes? That's an abbreviation. It was a prayer that St. Francis himself prayed. And what Francis himself prayed every single time he crossed in front of a church. I don't recommend this, Francis was a little kooky. But every single time he crossed in front of a church, he would fall prostrate. He would fall on his face. The way that we make the sign of the cross, he would fall on his face. And he would cry out, we adore you, O Christ, and we praise you in this tabernacle and in every tabernacle throughout the world, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Right? So that real, profound understanding. And Francis has long, beautiful writings about who the Eucharist is and how to receive Jesus in the Eucharist well. It's just really profound stuff. And so in imitating Christ in his self-denial and his renunciation, his poverty in the way of the cross, the Franciscans really lead us to Lent. Right? And one of the most brilliant things I've ever read was by a spiritual writer who said, Francis could love creation so much because he was so poor. That it was exactly because St. Francis had renounced any claim to ownership that he suddenly saw God's creation for what it is rather than what it could do for him. Right? He didn't look at the world as something to be used or something that was an annoyance or something that was primarily focused on him. He'd given up all of that. And so he was able to see the radiance of the world as the artwork of God. And that was really profound. So with those three ideas of creation, imitation of Christ, and the renunciation of the cross, I want to leave you with that for this last weekend of Ordinary Time. Please stand.